各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
晚上以口如快刀跟大家一起来互相学习。
Tonight, I'd like to use the topic, mouth like a knife, for mutual encouragement.
我们看以赛亚书四十九章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 49.
以赛亚书四十九章。
Isaiah chapter 49.
第一节。
Verse 1.
以赛亚书四十九章的第一节。
Isaiah 49, verse 1.
众海岛啊，当听我言，远方的众民啊，留心而听。自我出胎，耶和华就选召我；自出母腹，他就提我的名。请读。
Verse 1. Listen, O coastlands, to me, and take heed, you peoples from afar. The Lord has called me from the womb. From the matrix of my mother, he has made mention of my name.
这段是有关于神的仆人的预言。
This is a prophecy regarding the servant of God.
谁是神的仆人呢？
Who is a servant of God?
在以赛亚书里面所讲的最重要的那个神的仆人就是主耶稣基督。
And in the book of Isaiah, the most important servant of God is Lord Jesus Christ.
他要来到世界，把神的救恩传给众海岛、远方的各民。
He is to come to earth, and to preach to the coastlands and peoples afar.
我们可以跳到第六节。
We can skip to verse 6.
现在他说，你做我的仆人，使雅各众支派复兴，使以色列人中得保存的归回，尚为小事。我还要使你做外邦人的光，叫你施行我的救恩，直到地极。
Verse 6. Indeed, he says, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel.I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth.
这个就是主耶预表主耶稣基督啊。
This is prophesying about Jesus.
主耶稣来到世界，要带给以色列人的复兴。
Lord Jesus comes to earth, to raise up the tribes of Jacob.
要让以色列百姓归回到神那边。
So that the Israelites can, return to God.
不单只是以色列人。
Not only the Israelites.
直到地极的人都要归向神。
It includes all the people to the ends of the world.
So, 有主耶稣的地方就有复兴。
So, wherever there is Jesus, there is salvation.
就有救恩。
And there is salvation.
但是主耶稣怎么样来把这个工作做得好的呢？
So, how does Jesus perform this duty?
在第二节里面有讲到有两个比喻。
In verse 2, there are two...
第二节。
In verse 2.
他使我的口如快刀，让我藏在他手印之下，又使我成为磨亮的剑，让我藏在他剑带之中。
Verse 2. And he made my mouth like a sharp sword, in the shadow of his hand he has hidden me, and made me a polished shaft, in his quiver he has hidden me.
原来主耶稣之所以能够把救恩传遍天下。
The reason why Jesus was able to preach the gospel to the ends of the world
就是因为他的口好像快刀。
Is because his mouth is like a sharp sword.
然后他像一支磨亮的剑。
And he is like a polished shaft.
那今天谁是神的仆人？
Today, who is a servant of God?
当然主耶稣基督是神的仆人。
Of course, Jesus Christ.
但是在末世，我们是时代的工人，时代的器皿。
However, in the end times, we are the vessels of God.
如果我们看到圣经里面，可以看到有不同的时代。
In the Bible, we can see there are different generations.
有选民的列祖的时代。
There are the chosen people.
有律法时代。
And there is a time of the law.
士师时代。
And there are the judges.
被掳之后的时代。
After the captive.
被掳回归的时代。
The return after the captive.
很多不同的时代。
There are many different times.
那你跟我今天在哪个时代呢？
So for you and I, what are we in?
我们在人类历史救赎史当中最后一个时代。
We are at the last times in the salvation.
这个叫末世。
And this is called the end times.
就是当我们这个时代如果过了，主耶稣就会来了。
That is, if this generation is the end, Jesus will have to come.
不会再有很多很多时代在我们后面。
There will not be many other generations after us.
从真教会的兴起，真教会的出现。
From the establishment of the True Jesus Church.
1917年在北京开始。
From 1917 in Beijing.
就是最后一个时代。
It is the last generation.
称为主耶稣来之前的末世。
It is.The end times before Lord Jesus comes.
我们没有办法选择我们出生在什么时代。
We cannot choose when we are to born.
但是既然神把我们放在这个时代。
But if Jesus is to put us in this generation.
我们就是要做这个时代的器皿。
We have to become the vessels of this generation.
做这个时代的神的工人。
And to become the servant of God in this time.
这个不是我们自己选的。
This is not something we choose ourselves.
我们没得选择。
We have no choice.
是神选我们的。
This is a choice made by God.
神选我们，选召我们得救。
God chose us to be saved.
成为基督徒。
To become Christian.
神更选召我们成为真教会的基督徒。
And he also chose us to become the Christian, member of Jesus' church.
成为基督徒已经不容易。
To become a Christian is not easy.
成为真教会的基督徒，就是得救的基督徒。
But to become a member of Jesus' church, which is the member of the saved
church,
is like entering a very narrow gate.
非常困难。
It's very difficult.
但是责任非常的大。
And the responsibility is great.
福气也特别的大。
And the blessings is also great.
所以我们要成为末世时代的器皿。
So we should become the vessels for the end times.
又怎么样做成这个器皿？
So how do we become this vessel?
我们要向神，向主耶稣基督学习。
We have to learn from Lord Jesus Christ.
要口如快刀。
Our mouth should be like a sharp sword.
一把刀要有很利才有用。
A sword must be very sharp to be useful.
家里那一把刀很漂亮。
If there's a knife in your house that is very beautiful.
无论什么材料的，钢的、不锈钢的也好。
Whether it's stainless steel.
如果是没有磨，是钝钝的。
But if it is dull.
切下去根本切不了东西。
It cannot cut anything.
不清不楚。
It
一切下去根本没有断。
When it makes a cut, it is not clear.
那个都没有用。
It is useless.
我家里以前没有用过陶瓷刀。Ceramic knife.
I used ceramic knife before.
但是呢，哎，前一阵子太太买了一把 ceramic knife 陶瓷刀回来。
I recently used a ceramic knife.
我觉得这把刀好像塑胶这样子。
I felt this knife is like plastic.
有用吗？
Is it useful?
她警告我，这把刀很利。
She warned me. My wife warned me that this knife is very sharp.
小心你的手指。
You have to be careful of your hand.
第一次用的时候，真的吓一跳。
The first time I used it, I was surprised.
看起来像塑胶的东西。
Even though it looked like plastic.
但是哇，一切下去，什么都好像一个牛油，切牛油一样。
But whatever I cut, it is like cutting fat.
无论切猪肉、切生鱼、切什么水果，全部一下去，哇，真的断开。
Whatever I cut, whether it be fruit or meat, it will be cut easily.
清清楚楚的，没有说不断的、藕断丝连的感觉，完全没有。
And the cut is very clear.
哇，这个就是现在的科技啊，这个陶瓷刀。
This is a current technology, the ceramic knife.
那圣经说我们的口要像一把很锋利的刀。
So the Bible tells us that our mouth should be like a quick knife, a sharp sword.
我们要小心，这个解释是什么意思？
So what does this mean?
不是说我们的嘴巴常常骂人很锋利。
Does that mean that our mouth should rebuke others?
也不是说我们讲话很刻薄。
And it shouldn't be that we speak very
这把刀是神的话语的刀啊。
This knife is the word of God.
我们看希伯来书的第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书的第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
第十二节。
Hebrews 4 verse 12.
希伯来书四章十二节。
Hebrews 4 verse 12.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵。骨与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。十三节
，13，
并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。圣经告诉我们，神的话、神的道就像一把刀。
Here, Bible tells us that the word of God is like a knife.
这里说神的话是活的。
Here it says.The word of God is living.
什么叫活的？
What does it mean?
有生命的。
It has a life.
这个世界任何人的道、人的教训是没有生命的。
Whatever teachings men have in this world has no life.
它可以给人带来娱乐。
It can bring people happiness.
可以给人带来资讯。
It can bring information.
但是不会改变人的生命。
But it cannot change a person's life.
你买一份报纸来看。
If you buy a newspaper to read.
你每天读一报纸。
You read newspapers every day.
每天上网看很多资料。
You go on internet to read many information every day.
那就只是资料，没有生命的。
But it's just information that has no life.
不会改变你的生命。
It will not change your life.
你看一本小说。
You read a novel.
可以打发你很多的时间。
It can use up your free time.
但是不会改变你的生命。
But it cannot change your life.
你看一次，顶多看两次，第三次看下去也就觉得无聊了。
You may read it several times, but you may get bored.
这神的话不一样。
But the word of God is different.
神的话是有生命的。
It has life.
只要有生命的东西才可以改变生命。
Only those that has life in them can change those that have life.
因为它有生命。
Because it has life.
你看一百次，你都不会觉得无聊，不会觉得学不到东西。
Even though you may read it 100 times, you may still learn things.
它自然的东西是有生命。
Things in the nature have life.
你每次看，每次感觉不一样。
Every time you see it, you have different feelings.
神的话有生命。
The word of God has a life.
所以每次读圣经，虽然读到同一章，以前读过了，感觉不一样。
So even though you may read the same passage, a lot of times you may have different feelings.
不同时候读，感觉不一样。
At different times you read it, you have different feelings.
不同年纪的时候读，感觉不一样。
And at different age, you may have different feelings.
神的话是有生命的。
The word of God has life.
然后神的话有功效的。
The word of God is also powerful.
神的话可以改变我们的个性。
It can change our personality.
就好像一把刀啊。
It is like a knife.
所以说这把刀很利。
This sword is very sharp.
利到什么情况呢？
So how sharp is it?
利到可以把人灵魂里面的深处都打开了。
It is sharp that it can even divide the soul and the spirit and the joints of the marrow.
就像医生他怎么能医治人的病呢？
Just like how doctors, how can they treat a patient?
你发现里面有肿瘤。
They may find a tumor.
X 光啊，或者是 CT scan 啊，发觉很里面有个肿瘤，怎么办呢？
They may find through X-ray or CT scan there is a tumor.
表面看起来看不到。
They may not see it outwardly.
但是医生要帮他开刀。
But the doctor have to perform surgery.
用很锋利的手术刀。
Using a very sharp surgery knife.
打开他的皮肤。
To open his skin.
切开他的肌肉。
And to open up the muscles.
甚至切开他的骨头。
And even to cut through the bone.
进到他那个肿瘤里面。
To enter into the tumor,
找出问题的所在
to find the problem,
然后用很准的刀法把它切割
using very precise knife skills,
把它拿走
to take away the tumor,
然后把它缝起来
and to restitch it.
这个每个人都知道
this everyone knows.
但是我们有时候灵魂也需要开刀
but sometimes for us, our soul have to be surgery.
人的灵魂最深处藏住什么
in the most deep part of our soul, what is it?
就是人的罪性。
It is our sinful nature.
今天为什么人的问题那么多？
Why is it that there are many problems with people?
家庭问题那么多。
There are many problems in the family.
社会问题那么多。
Problems in society.
国家问题那么多。
In our world.
不是因为科技不发达。
It is not because technology is not advanced.
不是因为经济不好。
It is not because the finance is not good.
而是因为人的罪性。
But it is because of human sinful nature.
这个罪性是很隐藏的。
And the sinful nature is hidden.
我们会用各样的表面的面具来封闭自己。
We may have many things that hide ourselves.
表面上大家都很好。
Outwardly, we may be very good.
公司里面每个人都好像很正常。
In the company, everyone may seem very normal.
里面都不正常。
But inside of them, they may not be normal.
因为人里面有很多骄傲。
Because inside people, there is a pride.
有很多罪性。
And there is sinful nature.
但是神的话可以把它显明出来。
But the word of God can reveal it.
只要愿意领他到神的面前。
If you are willing to come before God,
听神的话,
listen to His word,
神的话会把你的所有的隐藏的东西显明出来,
then His word will reveal all these things in your heart.
原来我是这样子的,
and that you realize this is what I am.
前几个礼拜,
a few weeks ago,
有一对慕道者的夫妻来聚会,
there's a truth-seeking couple who came to church.
听了道理,
listen to the sermon,
聚完会之后,
and after a sermon,
他们跟信徒、跟弟兄姐妹分享。
They share with members.
怎么好像传道今天晚上都讲我们两个？
Why is it that the preacher is talking to us only?
其实传道也不知道他们两个是什么事。
In fact, the preacher does not even know what the problem is.
我们知道，在吵架也不会在别人面前吵。
Even though you may fight, you don't fight in front of people.
家里的事你不讲，别人不会知道。
If you don't talk about family problems, nobody will know.
但是神的道竟然可以把他们的问题讲出来。
But the word of God can even talk about their problems.
好像完全覆盖了。
It is like completely revealed.
你心里想什么，神都知道。
Whatever you think in your heart, it is revealed.
所以这把刀很厉害。
So this sword is very impressive.
主耶稣怎么传福音的呢？
How did Jesus preach?
主耶稣讲出来的话都是一针见血。Very precise.
Every word that Jesus spoke is very precise.
主耶稣会把人所有的问题讲得很清楚。
Jesus will speak about man's problem very precisely.
人的问题就是心理问题。
The problems. Are related to their heart,
就是灵魂的问题,
which is the soul.
所以主耶稣的刀很利啊。
So this, Jesus' sword is very sharp.
所以啊，法利赛人被割下去啊，受不了。
So when the Pharisees were cut, they could not endure it.
就反抗。
And they are revolted against.
不承认。
They did not.
但是罪人呢，悔改啊。
But sinners, when they heard it, they repented.
他愿意这个全能的大医生把心灵的那一块阴暗的罪的东西拿走。
Now they're willing to take out this darkest part of their heart.
所以我们今天如果在末世要做一个时代的器皿，
So in the end times, if we are to become a vessel of God,
真教会里面每一个信徒，
the members in the True Jesus Church,
每一个工人,
every worker,
每一个宗教教育老师,
every RE teacher,
每一个领会者,
every sermon leader,
每一个传福音的人,
every evangelist,
每一个爸爸,
every father,
家里每一个带领者,
family's leader,
我们的口都要成为神的话语的一把刀。
Our mouth should be like the sword of God.
这把刀来改造我们的生命。
To have this sword change our life.
让神的仆人能够彰显神的荣耀出来。
So that the servant of God may bring out the glory of God.
这是主耶稣基督为什么他能够传好他的福音。
And this is why Jesus was able to preach the gospel.
不是，有时候不是说我们办什么活动而已。
It is not through some kind of events.
有时候也不是说只是唱唱好听的诗歌，让慕道者听一听而已。
It may not be singing a few hymns for truth seekers to hear.
一个人最重要的关键，为什么他可以归回到神的面前？
So what is the most key point in the person turning back to God?
就是因为他被神的话语扎到他心里面。
It is because they are pierced in their heart through the word of God.
我们看《使徒行传》的第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
使徒行传的第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
第三十七节。
Verse 37.
使徒行传二章三十七节。
Acts 2:37.
众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说：“弟兄们，我们当怎么样行？”
37. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?"
这是使徒时代教会的开始。
This is the start of the apostolic times.
第二章是一个突破。
Chapter 2 is
breakthrough.
A breakthrough.
在第一章，使徒他们很害怕。
In chapter 1, the apostles are very fearful.
不敢出去传福音。
They're afraid of going out to preach.
他们怕被人家抓。
They're afraid of being captured.
只躲在房子里面。
So they hid in their houses.
还在祷告。
And prayed.
等待圣灵。
To wait for the Holy Spirit.
结果圣灵降临。
Then the Holy Spirit came down.
彼得大有勇气。
And Peter was full of power.
见证主耶稣的道。
And testified. The Lord Jesus.
当有人质疑他们在得圣灵好像喝醉酒。
When people doubted them, for being drunk.
彼得说不是，我们根本没有喝酒。
Peter said, "No, this we have not drink."
现在还很早。现在还很早。
The day is still early.
现在我们得的是圣灵。
What we have got is Holy Spirit.
是印证先知所说的话。
This is to, prove that. The prophecy of the prophets.
如果我们看第二章呢，彼得从第十四节开始的讲说。
And if we read chapter 2, verse 14, Peter said.
他这个讲道很简单。
His sermon was very simple.
只有一个信息。
There was one message.
就是主耶稣复活了。
That Jesus has resurrected.
按照圣经的预言复活了。
According to the Bible, he has resurrected.
他今天呢，把圣灵赐下来。
And today he has given the Holy Spirit.
第三十三节。
Verse 33.
他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear.
大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说：“主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳。”
For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he said himself, "The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand, till I make my enemies, your enemies your footstool."
故此，以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.
这个道理很简单。
This sermon is very simple.
今天每一个基督徒都知道的道理。
This is a message every member should know.
彼得讲的很简单啊。
This is very simple.
这是旧约圣经所预言的。
Which is the prophecy of the Old Testament.
主耶稣复活。
Jesus has resurrected.
圣灵降临。
Holy Spirit came down.
他就是基督。
And Jesus is Christ.
这些道理很简单。
This is a very simple message.
但是圣灵与彼得同在。
However, the Holy Spirit was with Peter.
他讲出来的这些那么简单的道理。
And the simple message he spoke out.
就能够感动人。
Was able to move people.
很多人都被这个番话扎心。
And when people heard this, they were cut to the heart.
所以他们就问了。
And so they asked Peter.
我们现在要怎么做？
What shall we do?
如果他们自己不问怎么做，你告诉他怎么做是没有用的。
If they themselves do not ask what shall they do, they will not change.
我们常常逼人家信，逼人家要悔改，哦，逼人家要来教会，这个功用不是很大。
We often force people to believe to come to church.
除非他自己好像被电到了，被神的话扎到了。
Unless they are being cut by the word of God.
他自己很想 很想要来问到底下一步我要怎么办。
And they desire to know what shall they do.
那接下来讲下去才有用。
Then the message that you preach will have effect.
所以关键不是彼得的口才。
So the key point is not the eloquence of Peter.
关键是圣灵。
It is the Holy Spirit.
当所有的使徒弟兄姐妹祷告够了。
When the members and the apostles prayed enough,
圣灵做工了。
Holy Spirit came down.
进来的人听到很简单的道理，都感动，都会相信。
And the people that came in to hear the message were moved.
所以我们今天布道传福音的关键是什么？
So what is the main point in us evangelizing?
就是要祷告。
That is to pray.
祷告不够，办再多的活动，再多的福音茶会，那个功效很有限。
If we do not pray enough, however many events we may hold, it may not be effective.
但是如果我们祷告够了，
but if we prayed enough,
很简单的道理，
a very simple sermon,
就是说感动那个人的心，
Lord Jesus Christ will move the people's heart,
他就会归向神，
and they will return to God.
所以这就是口如快刀啊。
So this is a mouth like a sharp sword.
有时候我们很想叫我们的儿女，
many times we may want to teach our children,
跟他们讲道理，
to teach them gospel.
有时候我们很想劝我们的配偶，
many times we may want to rebuke our spouse.
劝啊， correct 啊，
correct.
但是有时候呢，就劝不动。
However, sometimes they may not listen to us.
讲你的儿女，他不听。
Our children may not listen to us.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们自己的灵修还没有到这个地步。
Because our spiritual cultivation has not reached this point.
我们这把刀啊，不利。
This sword is not sharp.
切不进去。
It cannot cut inside.
不痛不痒。
It does not do anything.
改变不了别人的生命。
It cannot change people's lives.
为什么主耶稣可以改变别人的生命？
Why can Jesus change people's lives?
主耶稣，我们看马太福音的第七章里面所讲的。
If we look at Matthew chapter 7.
第七章的二十八节。
Chapter 7 verse 28.
马太七章二十八节。
Matthew 7:28.
七章二十八节。耶稣讲完了这些话，众人都稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正照有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
And so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teachings, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes.
这里有两种教训。
There are two teachings in this passage.
一种是文士的教训。
One is the teachings of the scribes.
其实文士也在讲圣经。
The scribes also talk about the Bible.
内容跟主耶稣讲的不会差太远。
And the content may not be too much different from what Jesus preaches.
都是讲律法。
They talk about the law.
但是文士讲到，大家听了就觉得说，这个是一种理论，这是一种知识。
But when the scribes teach, people may receive it as some just information.
没有生命在里面。
There is no life in it.
很多知识，但是没有生命。
There's a lot of knowledge, but there is no life.
为什么没有生命？
Why is there no life?
因为文士法利赛人自己的生命没有改变。
Because the life of the scribes have not changed themselves.
所以他讲出来的东西没有神的权柄在里面。
So what they speak does not have the authority of God.
主耶稣讲的话就不一样。
But the word spoke by Jesus is different.
主耶稣讲的道理很简单。
The message spoke by Jesus is very simple.
像第七章这里所说的。
Chapter 7 says,
不要论断人。
Do not
要祷告，要迫切祷告，祈求就给你们。
Ask and seek and it will be given to you.
两条门路。
There are two ways.
两种果树。
There are two fruits.
两种根基。
Two roots.
很浅的道理。
Very simple messages.
但是呢，大家听了觉得哇，这时候讲到不一样。
But when people hear this, they see a difference.
有权柄。
There is authority.
为什么主耶稣有权柄？
Why does Jesus have authority?
因为主耶稣自己的生命是属灵的生命。
Because the life of Jesus itself is spiritual.
所以这把刀一切出去，切到重点。
So when this sword cuts, it cuts to the main point.
为什么彼得五旬节那篇道理能够扎心？
How come Peter's message in the Pentecost was able to be so effective?
因为圣灵与他同在。
Because the Holy Spirit was with him.
口如快刀，一切就扎进去了。
With sharp as a sword, he was able to cut to the main point.
我们今天虽然不一定每一个人都上来这边讲道。
So today, not everyone may come to give sermons.
不是每一个人有这个恩赐，或是要做这个工作。
Not everyone has this gift or needs to do this.
但是我们都希望我们这把嘴巴能够被神所用。
But however, we may wish that our mouth may be of use to God.
能够对别人有一个正面的影响。
To have a positive benefit to others.
我们的口不一定要上来讲台才会对别人有影响。
We may not have to come up to speech.
我们的生命啊，常常我们的生活当中常常跟别人讲话。
In our lives, we can talk to people.
但我们的话也没有办法像一把刀，可以扎人家的心。
However, is our word like a sword?
啊，有一个长老。
There is an elder.
当他年轻的时候。
When he was young.
啊，他是做开船的。
He was a sailor.
那个时候他家里在台中。
His house was in Taichung back then.
他在台北上班。
And he was working in Taipei.
啊，在这个两边跑。
And he was traveling towards between these two.
他家里当然他没有办法常常在家里。
And he was not able to be at home many times.
那太太很爱他。
But his wife loved him very much.
常常帮他祷告。
She prayed for him.
有一天呢。
And there was one day.
这个太太就留了一个纸条。
This wife left a note.
写在他的桌上。
And wrote this.
放在他的桌上。
Placed it on his desk.
这个纸条写什么呢？
What does this note say?
写了一个经节。
It says a Bible verse.
马太福音十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
马太福音十六章二十六节。
Matthew 16:26.
人如果赚的全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
26. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
这个先生啊，看到这个经节。
When this husband saw this verse,
突然间圣灵就好像打开他的心。
It opened its heart.
看到这个经节。
He read this verse.
人如果赚了全世界。
If a man gains this whole world,
人有可能赚到全世界吗？
Is it possible for a man to gain the whole world?
不可能。
Of course not.
但是就算你赚到全世界。
But even if you have gained the whole world,
赔了自己的生命。
And lost your own soul,
有什么益处呢？
What is the benefit?
钱是赚到了。
You have gained the money.
而且常常不在家。
But he is not home for all the time.
可能忽略了家庭。
He may have neglected the family.
也可能忽略了信仰。
Or have neglected his faith.
也没有办法侍奉神。
Was not able to serve God.
那有什么益处呢？
And what is the benefit of this?
所以他想一想。
And so he thought about it.
神的话进去他心里面。
The word of God came into his heart.
他决定要辞职。
He
换掉那份工作。
He changed his job.
再搬回家里住。
And he moved to his house.
自从这样子之后。
And from this.
更能够照顾家庭。
He was able to take care of his family.
热心做教会的圣工。
And be fervent in the church doing holy work.
后来当然就是被安利执事、安利长老做了很多美好的工。
And then he became a deacon.
有时候就是一句话、一个思念、一个想法改变，就改变我们一生了。
Oftentimes it is just one phrase, one thought, one concept that changes our lives.
我们常常需要神的话这把刀啊来刺到我们心里。
So oftentimes we need God's word to cut into our heart.
如果有一天我们听道理已经听到很麻木了，不痛不痒，那不是神的话语的问题，是我们自己的问题。
If one day when we listen to the word of God, we may not feel anything, it is not because of sin, it is because of us.
因为神的话是要来改变我们的。
Because the word of God is to change us.
再来啊，神的话要我们变成口如快刀。
The word of God is to allow us to have a sword, have a sharp
的问题。
He came to solve our problems.
我们看《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 16.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
十六章的二十九节。
Chapter 16, verse 29.
这一章是记载保罗、希拉被下到监牢里面。
This records when Paul and Silas was put into prison.
因为他们呢传福音被逼迫。
They're preaching and they're persecuted.
但是在监牢里面，保罗、希拉都在唱诗、祷告、赞美神。
However, in the prison, they were both singing and praising God.
在他们唱诗的时候，忽然地大震动。
When they were praising, there was an earthquake.
所有的门都打开了。
The doors were open.
所有的囚犯，他的链子都松开了。
And all the prisoners were let free.
这个时候，禁主他就有问题了。
And then there was a man, the keeper of the prison, he was in trouble.
他遇到人生的一个危机。
He met a crisis in his life.
看十六章的二十七节。
Let's look at 16 verse 30.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
十六章二十七节。
Verse 27.
郡主一行看见监门全开，以为囚犯已经逃走，就拔刀要自杀。
When the keeper of the prison awakened from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners has fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself.
我们知道人生可以改变得很快。
We know that life can change very fast.
没有几分钟之前呢，保罗他们是被关着的。
A few minutes before, Paul and Silas were in chains.
啊，禁主是自由的。
And the keeper of the prison was free.
保罗他们很可能是被处决的。
Paul may be executed.
禁主他是安全的。
The keeper is safe.
但是人生可以改变得很快。
But life can change very fast.
短短一两分钟之内可以大逆转。
In one single minute, the situation may change.
现在是保罗他们是自由的。
Now Paul is free.
禁主有麻烦。
And the keeper of the prison has trouble now.
因为所有囚犯如果逃走了，他肯定要被砍头。
Because if all the prisoners were to let free, he will be executed.
他想说，如果被杀，不如自杀算了。
So he thought if he was to be executed, he will kill himself.
所以他从人生的顺利的环境掉到人生的谷底。
So when he fell from being saved to death.
这个就是他人生遇到的问题。
So this is the problem he faced in life.
但是哪里有问题？
So what is the problem?
有主耶稣就有答案。
Wherever there is problem, Jesus will have an answer.
28节
Verse 28.
保罗大声呼叫说，不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。
But Paul called out with a loud voice, saying, do yourself no harm, for we are all here.
禁主叫人拿凳来就跳进去，战战兢兢地伏伏在保罗西拉面前。
Then he called for a light, ran in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas.
又领他们出来说，二位先生，我当怎么样行才可以得救？
And he brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?
得救对禁主来说是最重要。
Salvation is the most important to this keeper.
他一分钟之前可能没有想过要得救。
A minute before, he may not think about salvation.
因为他人生很顺利。
Because his life is very smooth.
但是人生遇到危机。
But when his life is met with crisis,
他就想到，啊，怎么样才可以得救啊？
He thought about how can I be saved.
这个得救包括他肉身得救。
It includes his physical salvation.
更包括他的灵魂要怎么得救。
It also includes his soul.
这个时候保罗就讲话了。
Now Paul spoke.
31节。
Verse 31.
他们说，当信主耶稣，你和你家都必得救。
So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household.
保罗知道禁主所需要的到底是什么。
Paul knows what the keeper needs.
他不是需要说啊，一个工作可以得到保住。
He does not need to keep his job.
他不是说我保证你不会给上头刑罚，让我们都不会逃走。
He does not promise him that you will not be killed by your superior.
保罗灵里面的眼光知道这个人需要耶稣。
Paul knew in his spiritual eyesight that he needs Jesus Christ.
知道这个人心里空虚。
That this person is feeling empty.
知道这个人心里没有安全感。
That his heart does not have safety.
他没有盼望。
He has no hope.
所以保罗给他主耶稣。
So Paul gave him Jesus.
所以这把刀就把禁主的问题都剖开了。
And the sword cut through all the problems.
把他遇到的困境讲得很清楚。
And spoke of his problems very clearly.
你要信耶稣。
And you must believe in Lord Jesus.
当你信了耶稣，你生命当中很多问题会解决。
When you believe in Jesus, many problems in your life will be solved.
意思是说，当你归向神，所有的问题都有答案。
Which means when you return to God, many of your problems will have an answer.
今天很多慕道者来到教会，为什么待不下去？
Why is it that many true seekers come to church may not stay?
甚至有些弟兄姐妹的信心呢，没有办法走到底。
And even some members may not continue this faith till the end.
他们是来教会找答案。
They come to the church to search for an answer.
但是他们不是来找那个最终极的、最重要的答案。
But they do not come to search for the most important answer.
他常说啊、哦，没工作，来教会祷告有工作啊，那神祝福我了，我来解决，我来解决了。
They may come to church without a job and to pray for a job.
我没朋友，来教会找朋友，我问题解决了。
I don't have friends. I come to church to find friends. I have my problem solved.
我心里孤单，来这边啊，每个礼拜很多人陪我。
I may feel empty. I come here, many people may accompany me.
我很开心呐、啊。
I feel very happy.
我生病，医生医不好我。
I'm sick. The doctor cannot heal me.
我来这边，哎，祷告，病好了。
I come here and pray, and my illness is healed.
好像得到答案了。
As if we have received an answer.
但是他们不知道人生最大的问题是什么。
But they do not know the most important problem in their life.
就是灵魂的得救。
That is the salvation of their soul.
那些东西只是次要的。
Those things, the other things are secondary.
如果一个人没有真正的归向主。
If a person cannot truly return to God,
就算你找到一份工作，也不会快乐的。
Even though you have found a job, you cannot be happy.
你病愈好了，也不会快乐的。
Even though you have been healed of your illness, you may not be happy.
你有很多朋友，也不会满足的。
You may have many friends, but you may not be satisfied.
如果灵里面最深的需要没有跟神连上
，If you have not connected to God, in your deepest soul,
是不够好的。
You will not be satisfied.
所以如果要解决人生的问题
，So if you are to solve problems of in your life,
最后来到神面前
，You must come before God.
所以保罗跟希拉他们这把口用神的话把他的问题点出来。
So Paul and Silas spoke and cut through the keeper's heart.
当信主耶稣基督。
To believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
你跟你的家都必得救。
You and your household will be saved.
结果他们真的这样做了。
And they did so.
他们问题马上解决。
And their problem was solved.
34节。
Verse 34.
33节。
Verse 33.
当夜就在那时候，进主把他们带去洗了他们的伤，他和属服他的人立时就受了洗。34节。
34。
于是进主领他们上自己家里去，给他们摆上饭。他和全家因为信了神，都很喜乐。最重要的就是最后一句。
The most important is the last part.
信了神都很喜乐。
They have believed in God and they are joyful.
这是很多弟兄姐妹可以体验的。
This is something that members can experience.
所以口如快刀就是要把人的问题解决。
So this mouth as a sword can solve many problems.
这些问题解决了。
And when these problems are solved,
喜乐就临到心里面。
Joy will come to your heart.
这把刀很重要。
This sword is very important.
我们看一把刀锋不锋利。
If we are to see if this sword is sharp.
有时候有一些绳啊。绳子啊，把一些东西绑得很紧。
Sometimes ropes may be entangled.
甚至有死结啊，解不开。
And there are many dead ties.
怎么办？
What do you do?
一把很利的刀来，切进去，整个绳就不用解开结了，直接切开了。
You use a sharp sword to cut through the knot.
把那些绑住你的东西啊，很轻易就解开了。
So that anything that binds you can be cut through easily.
就说神要解决我们生命当中的问题，就是那么简单。
Sometimes, many times, when Jesus is to solve our problems, it is this easy.
无论你什么问题
whatever problem is it,
事业的问题
whether it is career,
家庭的问题
family,
健康的问题
our health,
心灵的问题
our soul,
如果让主耶稣进到我们的心里面
if we let Jesus come into our heart,
就像一把刀，把那些所有的绳子都切开
it is like a sword that is able to cut through all these knots,
再次得到自由
and to regain freedom.
再来啊，神的话要像一把快刀啊。
Next, the word of God is like a sword.
他要驳倒这些不正确的道理。Refute 那些不正确的道理。我们看《使徒行传》第九章的22节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 9, verse 22.
使徒行传的九章二十二节。
Acts chapter 9, verse 22.Verse 22, but Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus, proving that this Jesus is the Christ.
Confounded, the truth. 保罗，这里说扫罗，他很有能力。
Here it says Saul is very powerful.
他可以驳倒住在大马色的犹太人。
He was able to confound the Jews who dwelt in Damascus.
证明耶稣是基督。
Proving that Jesus is Christ.
主耶稣是基督，这个是最重要的信息。
Jesus is Christ's most important message.
但是犹太人不相信。
But Jews do not believe.
保罗自己，扫罗自己也不相信，以前也是不相信的。
And Saul did not believe.
但是神很奇妙。
But God is very miraculous.
当他拣选了扫罗。
When he chose Saul.
光照亮他的心眼。
Light shone upon his face.
他从不信变成很信。
And he from Unbelieving became a believer.
从逼迫教会变成传扬教会。
From being a persecutor of the church, to evangelist.
他的嘴啊，就像一把刀。
His mouth is like a sword.
因为他了解犹太人的心理想法是什么。
Because he knows what Jews are thinking.
所以他可以用很有力的理据来辩论驳倒这些犹太人的反对的立场。
Therefore, he was able to use a very powerful and confounded phrases to confound the Jews.
我们讨论道理，有些时候是要客客气气的。
Sometimes when we talk about the gospel, we may have to be very polite.
别人客气的时候，我们也得客气。
When others are polite, we have to be polite.
但是有些时候，如果对方是用一种不信的那种态度，或者是很骄傲的态度来讲的时候，
However, when others are speaking to us in a very proud manner,
我们就要很有力的去驳倒这些歪理或者是错误的理据。
We have to be able to stand up and confine all these false teachings.
我们就那时候就不能说啊，很有礼貌，就说啊、哦，你讲的也对了哦，那没关系哈、哦，大家都相信的都不一样，就不能这样。
And at that time, we cannot be polite, saying, "This is what we believe. It's okay."
不对就是不对。
If it's wrong, it's wrong.
啊，用圣经来讲得很清楚。
This Bible says it clearly.
啊，这个就是一把刀。
This is a sword.
但是圣经说，在末世啊，真正挑战真理的不是外面传进来的。
In the end times, the Bible says that those who challenge the truth are not those from the outside of the church.
真正挑战真理或者是影响教会的。
Those that truly affect the church and challenge the truth
是从里面出来的
are from within.
我们看约翰一书的第二章。
Let's turn to 1 John.
二章的十八节。
1 John chapter 2, verse 18.
约翰一书二章十八节。
1 John 2:18.
二章十八节。
2:18.
小子们，如今是末时了，你们曾听见说那敌基督的要来，现在已经有好些敌基督的出来了，从此我们就知道如今是末时了。十九节。
19.
他们从我们中间出去，却不是属我们的，若是属我们的，就必仍与我们同在。他们出去显明都不是属我们的。约翰长老在2000年前已经预言在教会里面会有什么事情发生。
Elder John has already prophesied 2,000 years ago what will happen in the church.
当时教会已经有点这样的发生了。
Back then, the church has this kind of phenomenon happening.
以后末世，真正的末世也会有一样的事发生。
And in the end times, the same thing will happen.
会越来越多。
And there will be many things that happen like this.
如今是末世了。
Today is the end times.
你怎么知道是末世呢？
How do we know it's the end times?
因为有敌基督的要出来了。
Because there will be Antichrist coming.
还有不单只是一个敌基督，有好些敌基督，就是会一直会有敌基督的出来。
And not just one, there are many more that will come.
什么叫敌基督呢？
Who are Antichrist?
以前我们想说啊，敌基督一定是那个无神论的啦，逼迫基督徒的啦，那些拜偶像的啦。
We may think of Antichrist as those who are Gentiles, those are atheists.
因为你信耶稣，所以把你拿去砍头了，杀你的那些。
Those that persecute you and persecute the Christians.
像罗马教罗马那个王帝啊那些。
Like in the Roman Empire time.
那个都是最基本最初型的敌基督者。
Those are the most basic antichrist.
但是呢，在末世的魔鬼他会改变他的伎俩。
But in the end times, Satan will change his tactic.
敌基督的就是那个传错误道理的人。
Antichrist are those who preach the false message.
你不一定是杀基督徒才是敌基督。
You do not have to kill Christians to be antichrist.
所以你传一些错误的道理，害基督徒不能得救。
If you preach false teachings, so Christians may not be saved.
信了错误的道理。
And Christians believe in the false teachings.
就等于跟基督作对了。
This is being against Christ.
还有，现在已经有好些敌基督出来了，约翰说。
And Elder John says, today there are many antichrists coming.
那么约翰说敌基督的在哪里呢？
So where are those antichrists?
不是外面进来的。
They do not come from outside.
不是逼的别的宗教，别的政府。
Not from the other denominations.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
他们呢，是从我们中间出去的。
They went out from us.
这是他们本来的是真教会的人。
Meaning that they were originally members of the true church.
本来是使徒教会的人。
Originally members of the apostolic
church. 本来信仰是一样的。
Originally, we have the same faith.
但是后来某种的原因，他们被迷惑了，被改变了。
However, for reasons we do not know, they were misled.
所以呢，他出去了。
So they went out.
他离开真教会了。
They depart from the church.
不属于这个教会了。
And they do not belong to the church.
传的道理不一样了。
They preach another teaching.
所以呢，他就不是属于我们的了。
So they do not belong to us.
因为如果他属于我们的。
For if they belong to us,
现在还是会跟我们在一起啊。
They will still be with us today.
但是他们已经出去了。
But they have went out.
不是人家把他赶出去，是自己出去了。
They went out from their own will.
所以他就不属于我们的。
And they do not belong to us.
末世会越来越多这种情况。
In the end times, there will be many situations like this happening.
有人从我们中间出去，但他传的道理变成不一样。
That many people will go out from us and preach different teachings.
举个例。
For example,
真教会啊，从1917年一开始传真教啊，传真理啊，都是很强调圣灵。
Church's Church emphasized on the Holy Spirit when evangelizing.
真教会的这个最重要的信息之一就是圣灵。
The most important message of the Church's Church is the Holy Spirit.
而圣灵最重要的凭证，唯一的凭证也是最重要的凭证，就是你看看你有没有说方言。
And the most important proof of you receiving the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues.
这是小孩子宗教教育里面都知道的，都学到的。
And this is something students in the RE system all know.
但是末世来了。
But when end times have come,
有一些人的道理的想法被外面影响改变了。
And there are many people that have been affected by teachings outside.
他们说我们信主的时候就受洗了。
They say, when we believe, we have been baptized.
就在圣灵里面呢。
And we are within the Holy Spirit.
那本来就是有圣灵了。
So we naturally have the Holy Spirit.
只是没有说灵言而已。
But it's just that we do not speak in tongues.
本来就是圣灵里面呢。
We are already in the Holy Spirit.
所以有圣灵不一定要说灵言。
So we do not have to speak in tongues if we have the Holy Spirit.
这种讲法，当你推理下去，一个一个这样推下去，好像是对了。每一句好像接下去都对了。
So if we follow this logic,it may seem correct.
在受洗的时候就在圣灵里面了。
If we have been baptized, we are already in the Holy Spirit.
他们会说耶稣的身体有没有圣灵？
They will ask, is the body of Christ Holy Spirit?
有啊。
There is.
那受洗之后是不是在耶稣身体里面？
And if we have been baptized, are we in the body of Christ?
是啊。
Of course we are.
那么是不是信主之后就有圣灵？受洗之后就有圣灵？
So is it that members after being baptized have a Holy Spirit?
如果这样问，你这样答一定说是吗？
If they ask this way, you will have to answer yes.
那其实是错的。
But this is wrong.
因为圣经讲的不一样。
Because the Bible says otherwise.
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible says clearly.
受洗跟得圣灵是完全两回事，两个时间点的发生的事。
That being baptized and receiving the Holy Spirit is two different things.
使徒行传讲得很清楚。
It is clearly written in the book of Acts.
可以有人受洗，奉耶稣圣名受洗，根本都没有圣灵。
They can be baptized in the name of the Jesus, and they have not received the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传的第八章。
Let's look at the book of Acts chapter.
Eight, verse sixteen.
For as yet he had fallen upon none of them; they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
就是那么简单。
It is this simple.
真理不用很复杂。
The truth does not have to be very complicated.
真理也不能一直推理。
You cannot also use logic.
真理很简单，就是一把刀一切下去。
The truth is like a sharp sword.
有圣灵就说方言，没有就没有说方言，就那么简单。
It is very simple. If you have the Holy Spirit, you speak in tongues. If you do not, you do not.
所以不用解释太多。
There is no explanation for this.
有圣灵，他们已经受了洗了，但是还没有得圣灵。
They have been baptized, but they have not received the Holy Spirit.
他们有没有在基督里面？
Are they in Christ? Yes.
基督的身体是有圣灵，没有错。
And the body of Christ has the Holy Spirit.
但是他们在这个时间点还没有领受应许的圣灵。
But at this point in time, they have not received the promise of the Holy Spirit.
要知道，耶路撒冷差遣彼得、约翰去那边。
Only when they have been, Peter had been sent.
按手在他们头上。
And laid hands on them.
受圣灵。
Then they spoke in tongues.
为什么知道他们受圣灵？
How did they know they have the Holy Spirit?
十八节讲得很清楚，连西门都看得见了，听得见了。
Verse 18 says clearly that Simon saw.
所以这个是很清楚的。
So this is very clear.
所以真理就像一把刀。
The truth is like a sword.
是就是，不是就不是。
If it's yes, it is yes. It's no, it's no.
圣经里面很清楚。
It is very clearly written in the Bible.
所以在末世有很多奇奇怪怪的这些道理会出来。
So in the end times, there will be many, very different teachings coming out.
很多有一些部分呢是会从里面出来，来推翻，来改变。正教会本来所传的正教正道。
And there are many teachings that may have come from the inside, to mislead, people from within.
这个时候我们就要很小心。
And during those times, we have to be very careful.
我们要口如快刀。
We have to have a sword, like a sharp sword.
把真假对错分得很清楚。
To use the word of God to discern between right and wrong.
这个就是真理的立场。
This is the truth.
所以口如快刀很重要。
So having a sharp sword is very important.
这把刀不是随便骂人的口。
This mouth does not rebuke others easily.
他平常没有需要，他不太讲话的。
This mouth does not speak if it does not need to speak.
主耶稣平常很少讲话。
Like Lord Jesus, he does not speak often.
平常人很低调，很安静。
He is often very quiet.
做了什么神迹好事，他也不希望别人宣扬他。
And when he does good deeds, he does not need people to proclaim it.
但是他一开口。
But when he speaks,
就是真理。
It is about the truth.
把问题点出来。
And he points out the problem.
一针见血。
With one single phrase, he points the main point.
真假分明。
To discern truth.
驳倒歪理。
To confine the false teachings.
这个就是末世真教会我们一定要追求的。
This is something the true church has to pursue.
我们来唱诗。
Sing hymn.
400首。
400.